Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We're on Daf Zayin, top line. So we're in the middle of the sugya of whether Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur or Dechuya. Is it, in other words, is it L'chadchila, go do whatever you want? Or no, you should try to avoid Tumah. If you can't avoid it, then you have an out. That's the machloka. So we'll see. The truth is now the Gemara, now today's daf, really, the Gemara goes through different cases that come up in Shas, and you see how the Gemara behaves. So, Amar of Sheishas, Mana Aninala, how do I know that Tumah is Dechuya, and it's not Hutra? How do I know that? D'tanya, because you have a brayta that says like this, Haya Omer u'makriv minchat ha'omer, you're standing there, and you're about to be makriv the Omer. Now, you don't makriv Omer. Omer's not an animal. It's wheat. It's barley. However, you do some procedure there at the base and make it with the barley. He's standing there, v'nitmeis biyado, and it gets tame in your hand. Some sheretz falls out of the sky and lands right on top of the, and lands right on a dead sheretz, and it lands right on top of the barley, right? And it's tame. Omer, so you should say, u'mevi'in acheres tachtel. So bring other omer. Go get more. Which means, what do you see from here? You don't say, well, who cares? Let's bring it anyway. No, get other ones. That's not Tameh. V'yim ein sham elahi. If all you have is this, you don't have any other ones. Is this all you have? Is all you cut? It's all you have? Omer and lo, so say, have it pikeach. Let's be smart about it. V'shatzak, let's keep quiet. And we'll bring it. We'll bring it. We have no choice. There is such a concept that Tumah will be brought. However, it's a secondary choice. The first choice is get better ones. Get Tahar ones. So what do you see? Katani Mihas, what do you see? Omer, Umevira Kharat Tahtah. The first choice was to get new. Therefore, what do you see? Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. It's not Hutra, it's Dechuya. The first option is to go get something better. Not let's bring it anyway. Tumah's not Hutra, it's Dechuya. Omer of Nachman. So Rav Nachman says back, that's not a riot to you. I can still hold it's Hutra. How come over here we're interested in getting better ones? Tell you why. Because Modina, I agree with you. Hecha de'ika shirayim la'achila. If there's going to be someone, the Kohen's going to be eating it, then yeah, try to get him to eat it. In other words, I hold Tumah Hutra. So I over here, they're trying to figure out another way to do it. Because the Kohen's allowed to eat this. He's allowed to eat the leftovers. So let him eat. If it's Tumah, he can't eat it. So you should stop. Really, it's Hutra. If it wouldn't be something edible, I would say don't have to bother looking for better. Wouldn't have to bother. Why are you bothering? Because the Kohen's allowed to eat it. So do the Kohen a favor. Get better ones. For the Kohen's sake. Right? So any time that the Kohen's going to eat it, not an Ola, but any time the Kohen's, like here, the Omer, the Kohen gets to eat it, so do him a favor. Get better ones. Let him enjoy himself. So therefore, only then I would agree it's Dechuya. Really, it's Hutra. What is it Dechuya for? For the sake of the Kohen. Okay?
Even Hutra, preferably, you'd like to get stuff that's taught as you can. It's easy.
But that's exactly the Machlokas. That's exactly the Machlokas. They even have to bother. It's exactly the Machlokas.
Was one cover over the whole year, might as well bring it. The option of going and get a little more. You didn't just say Hutra.
But that's exactly the Machlokas. The Machlokas is that it's Ki'ilu. It's
Ki'ilu. You're already practical instead of Halakha.
Right, exactly.
You can't do that.
Now the Gemara says Meisvei. This is a kasha on Rav Nachman, right? Meisvei. It's a kasha on Rav Nachman. It says like this: Hayamakriv minchas parim. If somebody's makriv the mincha of parim, right? Every carbon had along with it a mincha. What's a mincha? Wine and flour. Wine and oil. No, wine and oil. Flour. What's mincha? What?
Flour.
It's also wine, I think.
Yeah.
Yayin, right? The mincha that accompanies
wine
and mincha. Wine and flour that accompanied every carbon. Right? So, not a mincha carbon. No. The wine and flour that accompany every carbon. So, hayamakriv minchas parim, you bring in the mincha of some par, the elim or a ram, ukvasim or sheep. The nitmeis biyado, and again, the same exactly happens. It becomes tamei. So Omer, you say, umevi'in acheres tachtel. So bring different mincha. Go bring different, right? You have the wine, and the sheretz falls out of the sky, and in matama to go get better ones. V'yemein sham elahi, if it's all you have, omrim lo say, have it pikeach, let's be smart about it, to show sick and keep quiet. So what do you see? Tumas dechuya. Rav Nachman, you said it's hutra. Now, the answer is going to be, right? Now, my love, aren't we talking about parim, elim, ukvasim, dechag? Aren't we talking about the par, ayil, and kevis of a yontif, which means, says Rashi, shehein, karban tzibur, they are a karban tzibur, uzmano kavua, and the zman is kavua, it's, on Pesach, you bring the fat, on Sukkot, v'uminchas nesachim dochetuma, that's why it'll be dochetuma altogether. Because it's not my private carbon. It's a, the whole thing is a tzibur, so it's dochetuma, v'katoni, and yet, nevertheless, Omer it says, u'mevi'in acheres tachtel, go bring another one. Alma, what do you see? Dechuyahi b'tzibur. It's a dechuya. Why? Because the first choice was, get better ones. Right, Hutra? What? So we're going to answer, we're not talking about a tzibur. But that's the question. Ask the Rishash, right? What on earth is going on here? We have a rule, that when you bring an animal, you can bring the Sachem 10 days later. Right, we had that rule. You can bring the Sachem 10 days later. So what are you busy with Tumah? Bring it 10 days from now. Bring it tomorrow. Bring it. The Nesachim have nothing to do with the carbon. They have something to do with the carbon. They do. The ideal situation is, bring it together with the carbon. And what if you ran out of money? And what if you ran out of stock? What if you ran out? So the halacha is a big deal. So bring it in a week from now when you have it. So what's the whole tumul over here with tumul?
Actually,
there's no tumul. Show me any tumul.
Whenever he brought it, the tumul is.
What?
Whenever he brought the mincha, the tumul is.
Rashi just said it's on yontif. And since the carbon is kavua, it's a carbon tzibur, and therefore tumas, therefore ta'alma dechuyehi b'tzibur, right? The answer would mean dechuyehi b'tzibur. Bring it tomorrow, right? It's a very strong question. The answer is much weaker than the question. So the Mikdash David answers, well, you must have to say that since the animal could be brought for tumah, it's your Pesach, and it's a carbon tzibur, and it's yontif, and I have no choice. So do the nesachim come along for the ride? But that's exactly the point. The point is, Nesachim don't have to come along for the ride. They don't have to. Right? They're allowed to be brought anytime you want. Right? That's a kula that the Torah built into the Nesachim. I bring in another team. But it's a very good question. Okay, that's the answer is that since the animal would be able to be brought to Torah, so we'll make it with the. So you don't have to say bring it next week. We'll bring it right now. Alright, it's Tomei. Big deal. Right? Okay.
Well, you keep saying Tomei Sheretz came down. I think Mahok is whether it applies to Tomei Sheretz, the whole concept of...
It's only Tomei Mace.
Yeah.
So, because what happened? Someone died and landed on top of the... It's far-fetched. I mean, Sheretz falling out... I'm just giving that as an example.
Right. I'm saying, I think it's right. So clear-cut right. That it applies to that.
Right. Okay. Amalach of Nachman, lo, no. I'm not talking about these carbonos tzibur. That's not what I'm talking about. Parim is par avodah zarah. The parim is the par of avodah zarah, right? The parim is a par of avodah zarah, meaning the whole Klal Yisrael worshipped avodah zarah, and now by mistake, it was a mistake, and now everyone woke up and realized, well, what do? We have to bring a carbon. That carbon, even though it's a carbon tzibur, it doesn't have it's not a kavua zman. It doesn't have to be anytime. You don't have to bring it today. So if anything, it's time to bring it tomorrow. What are you rushing, right? Even though it's a carbon tzibur, the lo kviyah le zman, there's no zman, mahadrinon. Go back and go get do it right. We have to gezunt. It's not yontif, right? It's middle of some they made some rule that some you're allowed to read, you're allowed to do some avodah, and then we, no, we made a huge mistake. So that can happen anytime. Therefore, what?
There's no right, you say? Or because even Hutcher would have said, even Hutcher would say, you know?
Correct.
Said, no matter.
What, one second. Rav Nachman holds it's Hutra, right?
Is it Hutra when it's a carbon tzibur and
zman kavua? Not a carbon tzibur. It has to be carbon tzibur and zman kavua. Here it's a carbon tzibur, it's not zman kavua.
Yes,
that's zman kavua. Why should we say Hutra? But you don't have to bring it today. Right. If it's Shabbos or if it's a Yontif, I have no choice. I got to bring it. You don't have to bring this today. So therefore, even everyone would agree. Go get another one. Go get it, go do it right. So that takes care of the word par. Elim is ba'elo shel Aaron. That was Aaron's private ram that he brought in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. Daf agaf the kfil is man, even though it's on Yom Kippur, but kivan the yachid hu mahadrina, it's a carbon yachid. Therefore, what kind of answer is that? You can't bring that up. You can't. There's no tumah hutra.
Everything he brings in Yom Kippur is considered tzibur.
No, so not the ayel. It's after the kid. The chiddush. It came from his own money and his own stock.
Right.
And kvasim.
What's his own money? Is it?
Right. What about kvasim? By the way, at the end of the day, we're allowing it all but tumah. But it was the second choice. It was the second choice. So if I was the only, I only ran with the whole Israel, this one, and it's Yom Kippur in it, all right, I'll bring it. But the first choice was we'll get another one. Right. And the third case is kvasim, which said the word kvasim, that meant keves haba ima omer, it's the sheep that was brought with the carbon omer, which is leftovers to eat. So then we said, if you're eating it, then we always try to go get a good one, at least the kohanim could enjoy themselves. So, really, tomahutra betzibur. Second, over here, we're going for all these other options, because it's not as man kavu, or it's not betzibur. Again, at the end of the day, we're going to do it. We're going to do it betumah, but it's not the first choice. If it would be a carbon zebra, it would not be the first choice. Meisvei, another kasha on Rav Nachman, right? Another kasha on Rav Nachman. Again, Rav Nachman held tumah hutra b'tzibur. So we have like this. Dam shenitma. Let's say dam got tame. Dam got tame. Vizarko b'shogeg. And you sprinkled it b'shogeg. The machlok is what this means. Does it mean that you sprinkled it b'shogeg or the dam got tame b'shogeg? Okay? Doesn't matter. Hortza, hortza. That works. That's good. That's good. Bemazid, if you did it bemazid, well, if you did what bemazid? Either you sprinkle it bemazid or got tummy bemazid. Low horza doesn't work. Right? Low horza doesn't work. Now, we're thinking, this is even by a carbon zebur. Why should this be not, even by a carbon zebur, right? What do you see from here? If it's bemazid, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Why don't we say tumah hutra b'tzibur? So what do you see? You don't say tumah hutra b'tzibur. Right? Rashi says, b'mezid lo hortza, right? B'mezid lo hortza, Rashi says, af al pi, even though, shahatzitz, oh no, af al pi, even though, shahatzitz merata, that the tzitz is merata, right? The tzitz is merata, which you're going to, the whole daf now is about the tzitz. Af al pi shatzitz merate, kansuhu rabbanon. The rabbanon made a knas, shalo yehe basar nechal, that you can't eat it. Aval but, bailim mihu niskapru, the bailim get their kapara, delonitu chulun lazara, daha midaraisa chazi, ushmina mina, delav heterhu. Okay, that's a hard Rashi there. Okay, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have read that Rashi. Anyway, what do you see from here, this Gemara, that Tumah is not Hutra B'tzibur. Right? Tumah is not Hutra B'tzibur. Why is it not Hutra B'tzibur? Because B'mezid, it doesn't work. And if it's Hutra B'tzibur, what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, Ki Tanya Hi, the Yachid. No, we're talking about a carbon Yachid. Carbon Yachid, it's a carbon Yachid. It's not Hutra B'tzibur at all. Okay? Good? Next. Now, the long discussion now about the tzitz. Tashma. Al maha tzitz meratzim. What does the tzitz help for? What does it help for? Now, who said it even helps? Like what? The question assumes facts that are not in evidence, right? Ma tzitz meratza. What does the tzitz work on? How do you know it works? But the Gemara assumes that the tzitz is meratza on something. What is it meratza on? Al hadam, on dam, al habasar, v'al hachelev, shenitma, right? Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratza. Now, ones and rutzon, there are only three categories here. There's ones, shogeg, and mezid. What's rutzon? Rashi says, rutzon, harehu bechlal mezid. Elagabi ones, shayach lemezid rutzon. It's a contrast to ones, so they use the word rutzon. It's only three categories here. It's on purpose, by accident, and totally by accident. Right? There's only three categories here. So it works with the tzitz meratza, if it's shogeg, mezid, ones, it doesn't matter. The tzitz helps everything. Bein biyachid, Bein b'tzibur, whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur. We just said a minute ago by a carbon yachid it doesn't work. So Rashi says, it's a long Rashi here. Rashi says bein b'tzibur, midibay tzitz liritzuye. Since the tzitz works, shma mina, Lav heterhu. What do you see? That tum is not hutra b'tzibur? I need the tits to bail me out. If I didn't have the tits, right? So what do you see? The tum is not hutra b'tzibur. What do I need the tits for? Right? Obviously, I need the tits to bail me out. Tum is not hutra b'tzibur. Okay? Now, Rashi continues. Ma ben yachid l'tibur. So what's the difference between a carbon yachid and a carbon tibur? Shehayachid ein tumas haguf nidcha etlo. By a carbon yachid, the guf itself doesn't become tahar. She'ein atzitz marata al tumas haguf. The tzitz doesn't help the tumas haguf. What it does is, carbon yachid, all right, you got your carbon satisfied. But it's still tummy. But the baal doesn't have to go and buy another guy a chatzos.
He gets credit.
But the animal's still tummy. V'shel tzibur nidchis tumas haguf etzlam. V'lo al yedei atzitz. Okay, not sure what that means. Now, back to the Gemara. V'sol kadaitach tumo hutterhu betzibur. But if you hold tumo hutcher betzibur, lamali lebetzuye, what do we need the tzitz for? Tumo hutcher betzibur, I don't want to need the tzitz. So amalach Rav Nachman, kiktani hatzitz meratze adi yachid. Nah, the tzitz only works on a carbon yachid. Ein achinami, I hold tumo hutcher betzibur. I don't need the tzitz for that. I need the tzitz for a private guy. Private guy, why should we take tumo hutcher, not betzibur? Who made up that rule? I don't agree with that. I have the tits to come save the guy. Correct. That's a Rashi trying to address. Now, if Ibai Tema, Afilu Tema B'tzibur, I could even say it is a carbon tzibur, and Bahanach Delo Kvilu Zman. It's on those where there's no Zman. Like what? Like in the whole... What? Like Avodah Zarah, Chaisal makes a mistake. These are not Zman. They're not time-bound. They're whenever it happens. And the tits helps for those. Now, Meisvei, Kasha on Rav Sheshes. Okay, Rav Sheshes said, Tumas Dechuya B'tzibur. Right? That's the Kasha on Rav Sheshes. What's the Kasha? It says like this. It says in the Pasuk, V'nasa Aaron Esavon HaKadjim. That when Aaron wears the tzitz, he will bear the sin of Kadjim. Meaning, that the sin of Kadjim will go away when Aaron's wearing the tzitz. So v'chi eze avon, who knows? Say, what sin is he carrying? What sin is that talking about? So im avon pigel, if it's avon of pigel, we all know what pigel is, right? According to the Rog Machshava, harek for nemar, says lawyer Ratze. No, it says there is no out for that. There's no help for pigel. You over on pigel, you're ruined. You ruin the carbon. Im avon noser, if it's the avon of noser, harek for nemar lo yichashay. It already, the Torah says, no way. Ha'en or noser, it only works Ella oven tuma. It must work on the oven of tuma. Why? Shehutra michlala b'tibor. Because there's such a thing called tuma hutra b'tibor. Since we have a concept of tuma hutra b'tibor, it makes perfect sense that the tzitz will help out on tuma. Why will it make sense? It says Rashi on top. Ha lashon me'atahu. Ha means now. Now, right? Meaning, me'ata, now, i'ata motzi, shehenotze, ella, avon, carbon tuma. Now we're going to conclude that the sin that goes away by Aaron, a Kohen, wearing the tzitz, is the sin of tuma. Right? The Rashi says, Maishna dishadina le lakula. Why are we so makel by tuma? Why are we so makel by tuma to allow this? Why are we allowing it? Why was the Torah so makel? So Rashi says, ha'il, Umatzinu ba kal acher, because there's another kula by tuma, which is what? Shehutra l'tzibur. It's hutra b'tzibur. Michlal, so you see from here, isur shebiyachid, but by a carbon yachid, there's no such thing as tuma hutra biyachid. However, hilkach, shadi be nami l'kula, I'll throw in another kula. Shehat tzitz miratza osa be carbon yachid, that on a carbon yachid, the tzitz will save the tuma. On a carbon tzibur, what saves the tuma from a carbon tzibur? Nothing. Tuma hutra b'tzibur. Tuma works. So too, I have the tzitz helps for something. What does it help for? Well, we're already makel by tuma, by a carbon tzibur, so we're going to makel by tuma by a carbon yachid. Right? Anyway, k'tani mia, the question is, shehutra b'tzibur. It's hutra b'tzibur. Alma had the hubitzibur. The b'raita uses that lashon. Well, it's mutter by a tzibur, so therefore we're going to be makel by kachim, by a yachid. Second, if Shesha said Tumas Dechoya B'tzibur, the Beferish Rabbi says Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Okay. Rashi says something fascinating. What does Rashi say? He says, well, why is it work? Why is it Sitz Maratza? Because there's another Kula by Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Right? Tosfos argues. Look at the Tosfos, the little Tosfos. The very large Tosfos of Ha, Einu Nosei, well, only two lines. See the Tosfos of Ha, Einu Nosei, Ela Avon, Tumah Hutra M'klala? Right? Tosfos says, Temel Rabbeinu Tam. Ma Yitzrich L'mithnei Taimash Hutra M'klala? Why giving that reason? Well, it's Tumas Hutra by Tibur, so therefore the Tzitz is going to work by a Yachid. I have a better reason. Because the Torah says that the sin gets born, the sin gets taken care of, and there's nothing left. By process of elimination, it has to be what else could it be? Typically, Mishum De'ef Shaluk Mekra, the Pigol V'Noser. There's something else it could be. What else could it be? What else could it be? It says in the Torah that when Aaron wears a tzitz, V'Nasa Avon, the sin gets taken care of. What sin is that? Says Rashi, well, make it by Tumah, so it must be Tumah. Says Tosfos, that's not the reason. The reason is because nothing else. What else is there? What else is there? And there are other things. It could be of a soul if it goes, someone goes down the block with the meat, or the dam gets lean. You leave it overnight. There are other things out there besides.
Why would they argue that it could be from other types of tumah, not just tumas meis? What if the tzitz merasa for tumah sheretz? Because why does nobody says that?
What?
Why?
I'm not sure. Oh, 1 second. Umemela lo mitikum ela betuma. Right, and therefore the answer is it must be tumah. Not what Rashi said. Because not what Rashi said at all. Rashi gave a reason. Tosfos says no reason, nothing else. The Tirutz Dal Karchach Lo Mukmina Lakra Ella Dimidi Dehutter Michlalo. It could only he's basically answering what Rashi said. Al Karchach, it has to be Lo Mukmina Lakra. The Torah would not be talking about Ella Bimidi something Dehutter Michlalo, where there's a heter regarding it. Midichsev Luratzon Lahem Mashma Avon. Shuhula Ratzon Ba'alma. Right? Meaning, he's saying the same thing as Rashi. Right? He's saying the same thing as Rashi. Right? He starts off coming from a different place, but ends up saying the same thing as Rashi. We wouldn't then just pull something out of a hat because of process of elimination. That has to be an underlying reason why it should be that way.
So that it will make more sense that the tzitz will merasa for tuma that the chuya betzibu. Because if it's hutra betzibu, we don't need the tzitz. It's hutra. But if the chuya, then maybe the tzitz helps. Why don't they argue that?
What?
They should say that maybe the tzitz is...
So we asked that question on an Aleph, and we said, no, we're talking about a carbon yachid. Go and ask that question. The Gemara answered, no, we're talking about a carbon yachid.
So now we're talking again about a carbon yachid?
Yeah, carbon yachid. So what did the Gemara say? Well, if there's tumah hutra b'tzibur, so therefore the tzitz is maratza on a carbon yachid. What do you see from here? The tumah hutra b'tzibur. How can anyone hold tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur? How can Rosh Hashanah hold like that? Right? That's the Gemara's question.
So you call it both Gemara's. The Yachid, you got the Tzitz, and the Tzibur, you got the Tumah Tzibur.
Correct. So the Gemara answers, you know what? The truth is, so the question is, how could Rav Sheshes argue on a Braisa? The answer is, not argue on a Braisa. Tanayi, it's a Machlokas Tanayim. And Rav Sheshes will hold at the other Tana. Right? What's the other Tana? The Tanya. Tzitz. It's like this. A Braisa. The Tzitz. Bein she yesh no mitzcho, bein she ain't no mitzcho meratze. Different Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds the tzitz works regardless of where it is. The kohen could be asleep and the tzitz could be in the safe. It doesn't matter. It works. The kohen could be sick. The kohen could be in the bathroom. The kohen could be taking a shower. And all these things are going on and the tzitz is not being worn. Doesn't matter at all. Guy walks in and brings a carbon and then the sheretz falls out of the sky. Or the dead person falls out of the sky and it's matama. Don't worry about it. The tzitz is maratza. The tzitz is in the safe right now. Doesn't matter. If you don't know, odei al mitzcho maratza, ain't odei al mitzcho ain't maratza. No, if he's wearing it, it's maratza. And if not, not. Very simple. The kohen's taking a shower. Let him wait. Amar lo, Reb Shimon, what are you talking about? Kohen gadol v'yom kippurim yochiach. A kohen gadol v'yom kippur will prove I'm right. Why? She'ein odei al mitcho. Because when he went lefnai v'lefim, he was not wearing the tzitz, because he wasn't wearing any gold. And yet, umaratza. If something would have happened, it would be okay. What do you see from here? That it's maratza, well, even if he's not wearing it. Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda, no, don't tell me about that. Hanach l'kohen gadol v'yom kippurim. Don't tell, shtum hutzul l'betzibur, that's tum b'tzibur. When is he not wearing the Bigdei Kahuna? Only when he's doing tzibur work. when he's doing his own private things on Yom Kippur, he's wearing the tzitz. What kind of answer is that? Well, when he's wearing the, when he goes lefnai v'lefnim, he's not wearing the tzitz. And if something would happen, it would be okay. Yeah, the reason it would be okay is because of tumah hotra mitzvah, not because of the tzitz. The tzitz only works for karban yachidim. Now, by the fact that he said that, michlal, the Reb Shimon Savar, tumah d'choyah hi b'tzibur. Reb Yehuda said back, right? Reb Yehuda said back, what did Reb Yehuda say back? Reb Yehuda said back, no, tumah hotra mitzvah. Didn't Reb Shimon know that? Didn't Reb Shimon know that? The answer is, he didn't hold like that. He held now Rashi says, Michlal, Derev Shimon Savar, Dechoyehi, Vitzitzu Demeratza Oleha, and that's why I need the tzitz. Behind Tanoi, that's a machlokas Tanoim. Right? It's a machlokas Tanoim, what the story is with the tzitz. Okay? Next, Amar Rabaya. Benishma tzitz, if the tzitz broke, the kuli amalo pligi de la matza. Everyone holds it doesn't work. Everyone. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas? The tali besichza. You put it on the peg, right? You went to sleep at night, and you put it on your night table, and that's where it is. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it says, al metach v'nasa. It's on your forehead, v'nasa. And you're bearing the sin. Rabbi Shimon Savar, no. It says, tamid l'ratzon l'fnei Hashem. My tamid? What do you mean tamid? Ilei matamid al mitzcho. If you tell me only when he's wearing it, mi mishkachas lo? Mi lo boi l'mei al beis hakitzi? Doesn't the Kohen have to use the men's room? He has to use the men's room, right? Mi lo boi minam? Doesn't he have to go to sleep? Doesn't he go to sleep at night? Even during the day? Even if he takes a nap? So what are you telling me? Ella, tamid maratzahu. Rather, what does it mean? It's maratza.
Always.
So now a bunch of Achronim asked the following questions. The Maritz Chayis, Ars Sameach says like this. In Sanhedrin, there's a halacha that a melech has to always have a Sefer Torah with him wherever he goes. A melech has to have a Sefer Torah with him wherever he goes. Right? The Gemara there says that he doesn't take it into the bathroom. Why? You know, the Kohen has to go wherever he goes. He goes to take it to the bathroom? No, he doesn't take it to the bathroom. Why? Because it says in the Torah, V'hoise imo, v'karubo kol yimei chayov. What do you see from here? You don't take a Torah into the bathroom because you can't read it in the bathroom. Now that I'll learn different Torah in the bathroom, so what are you taking it in for? What do you see from here? Right? Why can't a Kohen Gadol go into the bathroom wearing the tzitz? Why not? What's the big avera? It's the big avera. I'm reading it. I'm learning. It's okay if it has Hashem's name on it. So what? The only reason why you can't go in with the Torah is because you're not allowed to read it. So, and that's the whole purpose of having it. So here, why can't he go in? Question number one. Question number two is...
Because of Kedushin.
What?
Because of Kedushin. And then Zoyan.
He's still learning Kedushin.
What about sleeping? Why can't you sleep with the tzitz?
Because he could...
There are many...
His past flavors. Was the same way...
What?
The same reason he cannot sleep with the tzitz.
Which is, what's the reason?
Because he could pass gas.
I said, there is a Rabbana. Maybe you're going to pass gas. First of all, some hold on Ashina's Arai, you are allowed to. I take a dose of 5 minutes, you're allowed it. Why? Not five minutes.
So she's right or out of the seats.
Exactly. So what's going on here? What, he's taking a 6 hour and he's going to sleep in the middle of the day? No. He's tired. He'll take a 20 minute snooze. So why can't he wear the seats?
He can.
Why can't he? Right? He can. That's question number two. Question number three is, even if you hold, you're not allowed to sleep with tefillin. It's only a derabbanan. It's only a derabbanan. You might pass gears. So etzim isser. So etzim isser sleeping with tefillin. What's the isser? Okay, it's not appropriate. That's not the answer. It's exerid or bonnet. Maybe you'll pass gas. That's not right. Right? That's not right. To have tefillin on when you're doing that, that's not right. Otherwise, what if that wouldn't happen? Like an ashina sarai? So you're allowed to. What's going on here? What's going on here with the tzitz?
Well, the ain't supposed to make this, right?
What?
The ain't supposed to make this, right?
Correct. So tomorrow we're going to talk about the ain't supposed to make this. When that applies and when it doesn't apply. Now, so the Or Sameach says like this.
Because it's also not, there is no such thing of Shinas Keva in the Mikdash.
Exactly.
Well, so, what
are you saying? That's exactly the point. So only at night. What are you talking about? The Kohen Gadol is allowed to go to sleep with the tzitz. Well, he's taking a 6 hour nap in the middle of the day? Right. No! He's going to take a 5 minute thing. You have to get refreshed. So you have to take the tzitz off?
Oh.
So what? But assuming he does. The Gemara said, doesn't he have to go to the bathroom? Doesn't he take? Doesn't he go to sleep?
The bathroom is different.
The bathroom is the best.
But the Gemara threw in also, doesn't he go to sleep?
I know.
Right?
But the bathroom is
so the Arsameach answers like this. That's exactly what he answers. It has nothing to do with Kedusha, bathroom, not... It's Hesach Hadas. When you have Hesach Hadas, you're in the bathroom, you have Hesach Hadas, so the tzitz doesn't work. Even though you're weird, what does it mean, tumid, on your, be tumid? What, and I'm playing golf? Well, he's wearing the tzitz. That doesn't work. It has to be tumid, means that you're focusing, you're busy with the Beis HaMikdash. So, yeah, you can wear it in the bathroom. You want to tell me you can even wear it when you're sleeping? Still Hesach Hadas.
See, I don't say any of
this. So it doesn't
thing.
Work.
I don't say any of this. Thing. Why? Because the Kohen is not doing your individual karma. He's only doing the big stuff.
It just goes to show you.
So if he's there, and it's on because he's the overall inspector on everything else. And
correct.
On top of it. So if he goes to the bathroom for 2 minutes, so what?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. The point is that even though he's not involved with your carbon
at all,
you see that he's connected to every single Jew. He's connected to every single Jew. It's a theory that I'm working on here about Yuma that... What? No, it's very interesting. There are two types of holidays in Judaism. There are Tzibur holidays, and there are Yachid holidays. The ultimate Tzibur holiday is Tisha B'Av. It's not about you. It's not about you at all. No one ever sits on Tisha B'Av and thinks about their life. It's about Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash, and all the terrible things that happened in history, and the Holocaust. It's a Tzibur holiday. Then you have something called Yom Kippur, which is it's only about you. Yeah, you daven for Klal Yisrael, you daven for your cousin, but it's really about you. But you see that in times of the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't like that. The whole Yontif, the whole Yom Kippur revolved around the Tzibur. Now, the question is, should it still be that way? Did it change? My point is, that the Kohen Gadol was...
You're not correct. No.
What?
It's still about you.
Is it?
Of course it's about you. The only difference is, you have somebody else doing it for you.
No, that's the same goal.
You didn't get together, you're not eating together, you're not doing anything. You're just watching the Kohen Gadol doing the job of getting you.
And what about tshuva? And what about all the achet and all that stuff, which is all personal things?
Exactly.
And that's not going to be mentioned in this Masecht at all.
Exactly.
Not in this Masecht. At the end, a little bit about tshuva. It's not in this Masecht at all. The tshuva was throwing a carbon off the cliff. What kind of tshuva is that? Right, the whole Yontif was totally different.
You know, but everyone always knows to pray for themselves. That's a given.
It's a given?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's okay. Could be.
My point is
that the Tzibur that you see from here, that the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol is connected to every single Jew. So if he's in the bathroom, there might not be an Isser in taking the tit into the bed. There might not be.
He's still connected to you,
but he can't be because he's in the bathroom. He can't be. Why? Because Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas. Has nothing to do with Kedusha, the Tzitz. We're going to get to Hashem's name in a minute. Same thing, he took a nap for 5 minutes. Now, he's allowed a nap. So what does Tumid mean? Tumid means focusing. And in the bathroom, you can't do it. I didn't say this. The Arsameach said this. That's what Tumid means. It means focusing. So when he's sleeping, yeah, it's physically on his forehead. And maybe it's mutter to do that. Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Even if it's mutter, even if it's not mutter, doesn't matter. The point is, he has a chadas. Why? Because he's sleeping. He's sleeping. So there's no way he's thinking about you. There's no way he's focused, and therefore it won't work. That's what they hold. It's unbelievable. Okay.
Work in progress.
What?
A work in progress.
A work in progress, right. Next. Elo Tamid, right. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nami Yaksif Tamid, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't it say Taka Tamid? So Gemara says, no. Ahu Tamid, that means, Shol Yatsiyach Tayyat Tamid Menu. You shouldn't have Hesach Hadas, even when you're wearing it. So, Kidderabba Baravuna, Damarabba Baravuna, Chayav Adam, Lamashmesh Betfilav, Bechal Shah Vashah. You have to touch your tefillin at every opportunity. Says the Bach, it doesn't mean you have to have your hand on your tefillin the entire day. That's not what it means. Either whenever you remember the tefillin, you should put your hand there. Or, at certain times, to inspire you to remember you're wearing tefillin. Why? Kavachorim mitzit. Ma tzit, she'en ba'el askara achas. The tzit only has one askara, amr Torah, al mitzchot tamid, shalai tziach daitum imenu. You always never not allowed to forget you're wearing it. So tefillin, sheyesh ben askaros harbe alachas kama v'kama. So tefillin that has so many askaros, all the more so. Okay, so we'll do the Tosfos tomorrow. But the disciple asks a very interesting question, and he says, "So how come you don't find the halacha that the kohen should touch it sits all the time? When you find a halacha like that, you touch your tefillin a kama v'kama from the tzitz. So we don't find any way that the kohen does that." So at first he says, well, you're going to stick your hand over the tzitz. You're not going to do that, the kohen. That's a weak answer, no?
No, because God is on the higher madrigal, and he's already, and he's supposed not to.
That's what he answered. In the mikdash, I need to put my hand there to remind me that I'm wearing it. Mm-hmm. So the environment is such, you don't have to do that. When you're sitting by davening and you're half asleep, and you want to, okay, you touch your tefillin, oh, I'm wearing tefillin right now. Mm-hmm. Right? So we're going to see tomorrow, there's a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Tosfos about, not the Rambam, I'm sorry. You'll see it tomorrow, the Tosfos, and there's the Malvim. What exactly is the parameters of this halacha of putting your hand on your tefillin? All right, everybody have a good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.